scratch and scratch and scratch.
Yeah.
Does that bother you?
Well, I always stayed away from it. It wasn't too subject to it, but I never got into it unless I had to. Some people know worse than others. Some people can't even go walk close to it without getting poisoned, though. Mm-hmm. But it never did bother me that bad.
How does it affect them? It swells up?
Well, it just swells up. You just swell up like you got the hives or something, like you mm-hmm. like you're breaking out or something. Mm-hmm. Just like you got kind of warbles on you or something. Just your skin just raises up.
Mm-hmm. And then any sensation particularly?
Well, it just burns, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you call a group of trees out in open country anything in particular?
Call them grove.
Grove?
Oh, yes.
And you mentioned water moccasins. Did you say they were harmless?
No, they're poisonous. Oh. They're poisoned by the rattlesnake.
Mm. Is that they're sort of black?
Yeah, they're dark. They're dark color.
Great.
Water moccasin and rattlesnake and copperhead.
Mm-hmm. I guess that copperhead's a vicious one.
Yeah, they're dangerous.
They sort of roll over and bite.
I've killed one or two out on the ranch out here. Mm-hmm. And there's not very many in here. But they're getting me quite a few rattlesnakes over here in the hills now.
Hmm. They're coming in, huh?
Well, yeah, they're coming in.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
You have any special term for land where scrubby oak grows?
Huh?
If you got a bunch of scrub oak, do you call that anything?
Well, just call it scrub oak land.
Uh-huh.
We went down about 4 days ago. We take a ride every once in a while. We went down here through the oaks and blackjacks. And we traveled 5 miles through the oak. We didn't even see a house.
Mm.
Scrub oak, we call it.
My goodness.
It used to be some people living in there, but they don't bore much.
Yeah, the houses are falling down.
Now the house is gone.
It's a shame. Them. Shame they don't use that lumber. I guess.
Well, it ain't big enough for lumber. The only thing it'd be, they'd make paper pulp or something like that out of, you know.
I was thinking of the lumber in some of these old houses.
Yeah, that's what I say. You'd see some right good houses vacant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now we went over to Kansas here just before we moved in this house, and we counted 16 nice farmhouses, but 10 of them were vacant.
Hmm.
Out of 16, 10 of them were vacant.
Hmm.
That just ain't right.
No, and they're usually big places too.
Yeah, they're good houses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I sold my house down here, a 4-room cottage, for $600 or $700.
Hmm.
When I moved off in our little the ranch I had down here, that's our cottage we had. Of course, my granddaughter had a big home.
I think a lot of times the children, though, when they get a big home, are not your granddaughter, but I was thinking about these big houses that we see out on these farms. The children will maybe move into town and have their house there and then go back out to the farm.
You know, my big home is here in East Town. I told you where it was. Just before you make that curve in East Town,
mm-hmm.
that underpass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first house, after you go down that underpass on the south side, that tall house and right on that knoll, that's our old home.
Mm-hmm.
My granddaughter lives there, but her husband's, I let them have 15 acres between it and the highway right west, between that interstate highway. Well, he bought a good house here a while back out in the country for $100.
My goodness.
And tearing it down and rebuilding it there.
Mm-hmm. Say, just for lumber and...
Oh, yes.
My, that's what.
He bought a schoolhouse down here for $75.
Holy smoke.
Yeah.
That's brick and everything?
Well, it's a frame schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm. Did it have a chimney in it or a
floor? Well, I don't know. I think it did, but of course they'd tear up the chimney, you know.
Yeah. I was thinking you sell those brick for a nickel apiece.
Oh, yes.
Or about that. Well, what did you usually call your father?
Huh?
What did you generally
call? Pa and Ma when I was a kid.
Pa and Ma?
Pa and Ma, that's it when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
My kids called me Pop, you know.
Mm-hmm. What did your father call your mother?
Huh?
What did your father?
He called her by her first name, Laura.
Uh-huh.
Laura and John. That's what they called one another.
Let's see then. She was his wife?
Yeah.
This would be the term?
He called her Laura, her given name.